this. Guitarist and singer John Pizzarelli. And let's see. Well, it didn't give me exactly what I was looking for. Let's see if it's here on this side. Oh, bassist Mike Karn and pianist Isaiah J. Thompson. So they began their tour for this CD with A Week at Birdland. Very cool. All right, and the CD I played before that was Brian McCarthy Explores the Origins of the Solar System. This is his second album by Nonette, and we listened to Kepler's Law. The group includes trumpeter and former teacher Bill Mobley on saxophone, Daniel Ian Smith, Andrew Gutauskas, and Stan Ton Kendrick. There's three saxophonists. Let's see. Trombonist Cameron McManus, bassist Matt Aronoff, pianist Justin Coughlin, and drummer Jared Schoenig, along with McCarthy on alto and soprano saxes. So I'm not sure what's happened to Chris. Chris usually bops in the studio, and he is not showing up, so he hasn't tried to contact me that I'm aware of. So let me see. I think we'll go to what's today's date? I should know this. We'll put it on. Today is 5/31. And okay.
Thank you. Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
in. Oh my God, what is that? Oh my God, what is that?
What's this? What's this? There's color everywhere. What's this? There's white things in the air. What's this? I can't believe my eyes. I must be dreaming. Wake up, Jack. This isn't fair. What's this? What's this? What's this? There's something very wrong. What's this? There's people singing songs. What's this? The streets are lined with little creatures laughing. Everybody seems so happy. Have I possibly gone daffy? What is this? What's this? The sights, the sounds, they're everywhere and all around. I've never felt so good before. This empty place inside of me is filling up. I simply cannot get enough. I want it, oh I want it, oh I want it for my own. I've got to know, I've got to know. It is this place that I have found. What is this?
Oh my God, what is that?
You ready? Yeah. WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. My name is Chris Searle. The show is What Is This?
What is this? What is this?
This is Eric's mic not working yet. There we go.
What is this? Why is any of this happening? What is going on?
How you doing?
Staying cool? I'm tentatively returning to Facebook in the hope that the Celtics people have gone away, and the Celtics people still have not gone away.
The Celtics people.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't watch Game 7. They lost, right?
They lost.
Like a blowout.
They lost by a lot.
You sound very low to me. I don't know why.
I don't know. No, I don't sound
you
low
sound
to me.
You sound okay? It's because of these tinny new headphones that I've got.
Awesome.
Yeah. Some more technical stuff here.
Sweet.
At WMFO.
Well, I don't think
it's
those
always
are,
something every week.
I don't think those are new. Those look Soviet era.
Yeah.
They're very minimal in their design.
The CCCP made these headphones.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got a little red star in the center
of
them. Yeah. Yeah. I threw a mashup in there to start us off. That was Timberlake and Rod Stewart with Do You Think I'm Sexy Back?
Nice.
I don't know if that was the original title, but that's what I dubbed it. And it's pretty good. We got a few of those today, and we got some memorial stuff. And it's been quite a May. It's going into June. I almost got in an accident on the way here. Well, the person behind me did get into an accident, but I did not.
Oh, their problem, not yours.
Yeah, yeah. I was in my lane. I was waiting for the red light, and then all of a sudden somebody else tried to sneak out behind me. And then the other truck that was passing by, you know, they weren't pulled in enough. They had plenty of room behind me. They were about 8 to 10 feet behind me, and all I heard was boop, like that. It was a really short bang. You know how if you hear that real slam, you get petrified? Like,
yeah.
I was talking to my brother on the phone, and I'm like, I think somebody got hit behind me. And I'm like, oh, yeah, the bumper's off. Yep. So, yeah, that happened. And then the parking, something's going on with the Tufts parking here. Like, I saw some red alert on the signs. I don't know if the parking lot's overheating, those little things that they put out here at Tufts on Boston Ave. You know how you got to pay for parking now, supposedly?
Supposedly.
Yeah, yeah.
I may be in one of the spaces where you don't need to pay for parking. I don't know.
We don't know.
There's
yeah.
no kiosks up there.
No. Nobody ever said anything to
us. And the kiosks on this street don't work anyway.
Yeah, you're rolling the dice every time you come into WMFO now.
We got to sue somebody.
I think so.
We got to sue somebody to get this
years
fixed.
Ago, and I ended up getting... I got out of it because I paid. I paid for parking, and it was like... I think it was like $6.58 or something like... Or $5.58, whatever it was. And they gave me a ticket at like $5.58. I'm like, I paid for parking.
Yeah.
And it was like right in the window and everything. And I'm like, what did they give me a ticket for?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm not taking the day off. I did it online, and I got out of it.
Nice.
Well, I didn't get out of it. I didn't do it. You know? You know how sometimes you're innocent, and then somebody... Just holds you accountable.
No
anyway,
one is innocent.
And gives you a hard time.
No one is innocent.
That happened to me. I got this Travis and DJ AM Fix Your Face. I'm going to put that in the background
you know
while we're chatting. This is
Travis
pretty interesting.
Barker,
it's got
DJ
all kinds
AM,
of stuff
fix your
in it.
Face, let's go.
Do you like mashups at all? I don't listen to them too often, but pretty
I love
interesting.
A good mashup.
Pretty interesting.
I love a good mashup. I can dig up. That's
like it's got some Run DMC in there. It's got some Rocky III. It's got some original Rocky. Pretty wild. I think it's got a little Beastie Boys in there. All kinds of things. I'll throw this on while we're chatting. As long as it doesn't drive us crazy and melt our eardrums. So how was your May? How was your Memorial Day?
It was, that's way too high in the mix.
Yeah?
I can barely hear myself with
really?
That scratching in the background. Yeah.
See, I can hear that very low, and I hear you very low.
Wow.
I think it's these CCCP headphones.
You've got a completely different mix going than everybody else.
I know.
It must be awesome. It was May. You know, everybody got strep except me.
Oh boy.
And what
Maybe
else?
Maybe not.
Yeah. And then the month was over, and it was just sort of, you know.
That was it?
I like the cold May.
I like a cooler May.
Can I say that I like the cold May?
Yeah, I do too.
There was like one day, like 10 days or so ago, when you walked outside and there was like mountain air, mm-hmm. like hanging over the area.
Yeah.
And it felt like being in Europe in springtime, and I was like, this is brilliant.
Like
this
the sound
awesome.
Of music, like in the hills?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was like, this is really, really nice. Mm-hmm. And I wish it was like this around here all the time. I know the beach people are all up on because they want to go
people.
To the beach.
Yep.
But I'm sorry, give me the nice, my plants love the nice cool May. I love the nice cool May. Haven't put the air conditioners in yet. Who's complaining?
I saw a bunch of Elizabeth Hurley photos yesterday. For some reason, she's like 57, and they posted her in a bikini again. And I'm like, I don't think this woman's ever not in a bikini. She's always in a bikini.
She's a, yeah.
occasionally a gown, probably not since Austin Powers, but yeah, and she still looks amazing.
Martha Stewart's got the bikini rocking.
What is going on?
No, that's
with
not
that.
A bikini.
Good
that's,
luck to those teenage boys. You know, it's like Sports Illustrated used to be a thing for the teenage boys. You get that Sports Illustrated. It was a wholesome teenage boy, you know, ogling women thing.
Are you kidding me? She looks great.
You think so?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
She looks awesome in that cover.
I would rather see Elizabeth Hurley. She's 57. She doesn't belong in the Sports Illustrated cover.
I think that Martha Stewart looks fantastic in that photo.
Know who belongs on the Sports Illustrated cover if they want to really be bold? The girl from Bud Light there. The guy girl from Bud Light. What's her name? Danny something.
Dylan Mulroney.
Dylan Mulroney.
Yeah. Mm. Drinking it? You drinking the Bud Light?
No.
Yeah. Were you drinking the Bud Light before this whole thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Occasionally.
Yeah.
But now it's kind of more of a, you know, I'm done with it. There's things you can be done with in life.
Because, you know, it's.
And I'm like, I am kind of done with it. As soon as you start targeting other groups and you're pissing on the group that you're with, I don't really like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, they've pooched this at every. But Target now, too, has pooched everything.
I do have to say, Target's another issue, and we could talk about that in a moment. The whole thing with that Bud Light commercial, though, is it was funny. I thought it was pretty funny.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's actually a pretty good commercial. However, the audience for it and the layering of it, of course it wouldn't have gotten this big if you didn't have Kid Rock shooting up cans of Bud Light.
Sure.
You know, and it became viral and a crazy thing. And
well,
everybody's looking for something to latch onto to knock somebody off a throne. I mean, and of course, the king of beers, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri, right? The king of beers, we got to knock him off the throne.
Everybody was thinking this is over in a couple of weeks and it moves on.
Yeah.
The moment I realized that this had some legs to it was when we had some electricians come over to the house.
Yeah.
And like, 5 minutes after the guy walked in, he started talking to me about Bud Light.
Really?
And I'm like, you've never even met me before.
He wasn't drinking on the job, was he?
No, I wasn't drinking on the job. It's like, you've never even met me before, and you're giving me your opinion on Bud Light. Like, this is legit. This is a real problem for these guys.
Yeah. Well, it is for Bud Light. I mean, I think if anything, the labeling of Bud Light may go out the window at one point. I'm sure they'll stick onto it. I guess right now, for the next 2 weeks, you could get $15 off an 18-pack or more. So if you buy a case of Bud Light, you can get it for like $3 to $5.
No, you get it for free. Some places are selling it for $15. It'll tell you the reason why they're doing this.
Yeah.
Molly says the music is too loud in the background.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right.
So,
I'm glad she's listening. Hello, Molly.
I'll tell you the reason they're doing this is because when they ship out Bud Light to the stores, they're expected to move it out by a certain date.
Yeah.
So that the next wave of Bud Light can come in.
Mm-hmm.
And they have not moved it out by that certain date. It's still sitting on the shelves.
I used to, when I was doing stand-up years ago, one of the earliest in the 2000s, I remember, were the Born On dates.
Yeah.
Born On dates came around 2003 or so, and I had a joke talking about the Born On date and do we really need that? And it's basically an expiration date for a shelf. What people don't realize is you're not going to get botulism by drinking day-old Bud Light.
No, it's not.
But it's just not fresh.
The born-on date is absolute nonsense. Like, you can keep beer for years and still drink it. I was drinking year-old beer.
Especially if you go to UMass.
Yeah, I was drinking year-old beer Memorial Day weekend. It's fine.
Yeah.
The problem is they're constantly making more Bud Light.
Mm-hmm.
And it's backing up now with the distributors, and it's backing up at the breweries. So the next step is you now have to make less Bud Light.
Sure.
They don't want to do that.
Label it.
But their
sales, it Bud.
Their sales are off 30%.
You seen anybody drinking the old Bud, the old Reds?
No. Nobody's drinking any of that stuff anymore.
Nah.
I was drinking Miller High Lifes because I had Miller High Lifes left over from Molly's 40th.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm drinking. And that's nearly a year old. I had some old Yangling kicking around. Drank
Yangling's
some of those.
Not bad, yeah.
Yangling's
right out of
great.
Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
It says we're more than a beer company on the webpage now for Anheuser-Busch. It says at Anheuser-Busch, our purpose is to create a future with more cheers. They're really trying to promote that. We're trying to bring people together with beer.
Yeah.
Not draw them apart.
You're not. I could tell Budweiser how to fix this. All right?
Yep.
If anybody involved in Budweiser is listening to this, I will tell you exactly how to fix this. I will give you a marketing campaign that will fix this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not giving it away on the air for free, but I know what they need to do. I know how to market this. I know how to turn this around.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not as complicated as you might think it is. there's a way to get back in the good graces of the customers that you've lost. But you're going to have to switch away from this nonsense. Because what are they doing? They're out like, oh, we gave $50,000 to some farmers, and we gave $200,000 to an LGBTQ plus charity.
Right.
And it's like, nobody cares anymore, okay? You're not going to buy your way out of this. You're not going to throw a couple hundred grand at some charity, and everybody's going to fall over and be like, oh my God, Bud Light, you're such a great ally.
Right, of course not.
Yeah. You have done lasting, massive damage to your brand. And you have to completely reset with your customers now.
Well, I mean,
or continue to face the consequences.
It's all a matter of time. I mean, all this stuff just works itself out.
I don't think so, and I'll tell you why I don't think so.
Yeah.
The single biggest problem that Bud Light has and Target has and a lot of these companies have is the customers do not like them. Mm. Like, nobody's sitting around saying, man, Bud Light is the greatest beer I ever had.
Well, it's the cheap. It's cheap beer.
That's it.
And it's usually the first thing that you see when you go into the liquor store. They always had, you know, pyramids of them.
But it's garbage. Everybody knows it's garbage.
It's also quick garbage.
And it's like, you know, but even
quick
still,
and easy garbage.
It's like, why am I spending money on this garbage I don't like that continues to annoy me? You know?
Well, the thing is now beer has a million different choices, just like cable.
Right.
You know, but it's, I mean, like there's too many beers.
But Bud Light isn't even beer. It's adult party water.
Yeah.
Right?
But you could still get loaded and trashed off of, you know, a dozen Bud Lights, and
they sell it in 18 pack for a reason. You need about that many of them to have any effect on, at least I do.
What do they have? 3.3 alcohol in them?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Go get some Canadian beer and have a few of those and you're good to go.
Yeah.
It's adult party water, and there are a lot of different brands of adult party water out there, some of which do not antagonize their buyers.
Mm.
So why am I giving money to this company that antagonizes me when there's another brand of adult party water sitting there? I'll just go get that one instead.
Well, sure. Yeah, that's
okay. Everybody's buying Miller.
But also there's peer pressure there. Like I said weeks ago when this first broke, like I didn't even know about it. I went down to the bar and I ordered a Bud Light. And everybody kind of looked at me funny. I was in a biker bar. And I said, I'll tell you what. And then I realized, and I had known that the news was there. And I'm like, oh, I'm like, this entire bar is already on board with this. I'm
yeah.
like, give me anything that has a rainbow on it. That's what I said. Any beer that has a rainbow on it. That's what I want.
But see, that's not the issue here.
Yeah.
It's not that people are, I don't think the problem is that people are anti-gay. The problem is,
of course not.
The problem is, I want to have a beer. I want my adult party water without politics.
Right. Well, the politics is being an American. That's the politics.
But it's not.
The
it doesn't. It wasn't.
It was as soon as Kid Rock started shooting them.
Well, no, because Kid Rock's doing that for another 5 minutes of fame.
And he's got plenty of fame. I don't think he was doing that to get any fame.
You
got to
pop your head up every now and again and say, "I'm still here."
Yeah.
Yeah, well, and this is what I stand for.
He's a redneck. I mean, he's an American redneck. And there's plenty of him out there.
That's what his fans want. And you know, he's on brand.
And there's more of him than anybody ever thought. That's the problem with the whole situation is they never thought that they would be alienating their actual buyers.
Yeah.
With this new promotion, you know, but. You're going to see more and more of this because this is just the way that it is in 2023 now. But I think the cancel culture of taking down people has now changed to taking down companies if we can. And it's no different than storming a castle to me. You know,
well,
people don't change. Everybody likes war. That's why we have war.
There's another thing that's going on in the background of all of this, which is we should be in a full-on recession right now. And there should be a massive stock market correction happening right now, wiping out billions of dollars of fake money that people spent on things like non-fungible tokens and cryptocurrency and other assorted nonsense.
Yeah.
The problem is the rich people who blew all their money on that have somehow figured out a way to protect it. So it's got to come out somewhere else.
Yeah.
Guess where it's coming out of? It's coming out of Target, down $9 billion in sales.
So
it's coming out of Bud Light. Budweiser, down $10 billion.
I know a little bit about Target, but why don't you sum up what's happening at Target? So basically, they're targeting kids with clothing that is gender neutral?
They're not even doing that.
What are they doing?
They threw up the same pride display that they put up every year.
Right.
And because, you know, a couple of people got on TikTok and knocked over displays
and I didn't know that.
And said, we hate Pride merchandise.
Yeah.
Other people were encouraged to go do the same thing on TikTok.
Oh.
And now Target's taking it all off the shelves because they're concerned for the safety of their employees.
Oh, come on.
They're not.
There's no manager in Target anymore.
There's no manager anywhere anymore.
All there is employees. There's no managers anywhere in a store anymore.
Well, somebody said get the Pride stuff off the shelves.
Oh, really?
So the Pride stuff is off the shelves.
Oh.
They put it, I think it's still around here because this is Massachusetts and you can't really get away with that here. But in other parts of the country, they've just taken it all and donated it to LGBTQ plus charities.
I thought there was more to it than just Pride Month. I thought there was more backlash to Target than just Pride Month.
This is, the backlash is that every year Target and a lot of other retailers put up a rainbow flag and a sign that says, spend your gay dollars here.
All right.
And we're going to celebrate Pride, right?
Sure.
So at the end of, you know, at the end of June, when Pride Month is over, all the 4th of July stuff rolls around and you never hear another word about Pride or any of it.
I don't know about that. They have stuff year-round in there now.
No, they really don't.
You don't think so? You haven't been to Target lately. There's always gay stuff everywhere now. But you go to Walmart and Target.
Everything's gay when you think about it.
Of course it is.
You know,
it's 2023.
Everything's gay.
Everything's gay. Now.
Parades are gay. Yeah. You know, the town celebrations are gay.
Well, different version.
Yeah.
Different version of gay. Gay doesn't mean what it used to mean.
No.
Used to mean happy and fun, and now it has to have sexuality attached to it at all times.
But it's, you know, the problem is, it's the same thing as everything turning pink in October. Oh, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. People burned out on that, too.
I didn't even know that. Is it?
Yeah.
That's when Breast Cancer Month is October?
Yeah, it's like, how did you not know that?
Because it's Halloween in October.
Because they stopped doing pink all over
everything.
They talk
about horror. They started putting pink everywhere in October. All right, I don't know. I'll look out for it. I'll be on lookout.
Oh, the NFL used to have an entire pink month, and then they switched it to all kinds of cancer awareness month. Because everybody was like, can we stop with the pink?
Well, look what's on my... Like, all of a sudden, it didn't just... This wasn't here when I came in. The background is pink.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, what is going on? My desktop is pink.
Is it Breast Cancer Awareness Month all of a sudden?
It's not even June yet. I have no idea, but this wasn't like this before.
That should be a rainbow background.
Let's see if I can change this.
I can't keep track of these
months
anymore.
It's too pink for me. There we go. Black. Everybody loves black. Well, not anymore, but I do.
So I was up in Deerfield on Saturday at the...
Deerfield, Mass?
Deerfield, New Hampshire.
Oh, Deerfield, New Hampshire. What's there?
They've got a big flea market, antique expo and flea market.
All right, sure.
Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah.
Did you get any goodies? I didn't wind up getting... I got some poutine.
Oh, very French.
Poutine is migrating its way down into New England.
Yeah.
Like it's,
just what every American needs, more bad food for you.
It started in Maine.
Cheese curds and starch.
Because there are a lot of people from Quebec who go down to Maine for vacation in the summertime, and it started sneaking down into Maine.
Good day, eh?
Now it's into like south central New Hampshire.
Yep.
So it's only a matter of time before it makes its way into Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
Like the poutine is coming. And poutine is great. I had some good poutine.
You can't eat that every day, though.
No, good God, no.
You'll get a big old ass.
I didn't wind up buying anything, but I will tell you that no fewer than three of the dealers up there had lawn darts.
Really?
Like old school.
Oh, I love those.
Classic.
Yeah.
Jarts.
Yeah.
Yeah. The game that ends when somebody goes to the emergency room.
Yeah.
That's how every game of jarts ends.
Yep.
Is somebody has to go to the ER with a jart sticking out.
For those of you who don't know, you would have a little piece of plastic that made into a circle.
Yep.
And you'd put one circle, 100 yards, 50 yards across from the other people. And then you'd throw jarts up into the air, which were, picture a dart times 100
in
the size.
Yeah.
And you'd throw that in the air, and then it had a lock that would like click, and the wings of the lock would go down to the end and make it go faster and faster. It was almost like gravity times 10 took over, and it would land with a big thud.
Yeah.
And the jart would always land in the yards. And people that played jarts, like, you had holes in your lawn. They were everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
It was like having a woodchuck running around your yard.
It was like free aeration. You know, that could be a win.
That's true.
But it was banned.
The farmers loved it.
It was banned for a reason.
Yeah.
You know, because if you've played cornhole is...
Still don't like that game.
Cornhole is kind of like jarts.
Yeah.
Just imagine instead of like a board and some bean bags, you've got a sharpened spike with a flight on it that weighs 5 pounds.
Yeah.
Imagine that coming at your foot, and your reflexes better be up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Which is why the game doesn't end until someone goes to the ER.
At the end of Grown Ups, they with Adam Sandler, I think it's Grown Ups and Grown Ups 2, they shoot an arrow up into the air, and they all run, and that's pretty much what Jarts was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My brother's wedding, they were playing Jarts, and somebody got one in the leg. And that was the end of Jarts.
Oh, no. At the wedding?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yep. Awful. Somebody had a Jart sticking out of his leg and had to go get that looked at.
Awful. Let's take a little break and do another mashup. I found this one that's fantastic. Actually, my friend Craig gave it to me yesterday. It is the Beatles and Led Zeppelin. And this one sounds almost perfect. It sounds like they're in the recording session together. It's the Beatles and Zeppelin doing a whole lot of Helter Skelter on this one. We'll be back in a moment. What is this on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts with Chris and Derek. We're here with you until 7 p.m. Thanks for listening to Freeform Radio.
Take 29. Reach for this one.
Yeah. that's the end.
We throw ourselves against the wall, but no one else can see the preservation of the modern me. And the rain will kill us all. We throw ourselves against the wall, but no one else can see the preservation of the modern.
Mother, can you
Tell your children not to understand.
Someday, a friend may offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong, they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dope.
Heroin's still a big thing.
Yeah,
people forget the Bud Light.
Well, fentanyl now.
Fentanyl, heroin. Yeah. Fentanyl. Yeah. It's cheaper than Bud Light.
It is.
You can get it for like $1 or something like
that.
Yeah,
but I don't think it lasts as long.
Yeah, it lasts long enough for them though.
Right.
They can just go out and get some more for $1.
How long are you high on heroin?
No idea.
I've never done heroin. I've never had an interest in doing heroin.
I never liked pot.
I've never drunk that much Bud Light for that matter.
You had a Bud Light or two. You're usually a craft beer man, from what I know of you.
I kind of got off the craft
beer. Crafts.
I got off the craft beer train. Because it's like...
You like that double chocolate stout, right?
One of the things that drives me crazy is, the millennials and the Zoomers run around as if they'd invented craft beer.
Yeah, right.
It's like...
They invented thousands of labels to put on other craft beers that already existed.
I got some news for you. Craft beer began during the Carter administration.
Yeah.
When they legalized small batch brewing.
Sure.
And basically broke the stranglehold that the big brewers had on beer production in the United States.
Right.
So it's been around for a long time.
Well, you think about Sam Adams, right? That was like mid-90s, early 90s, was the first real breakthrough craft beer, small batch.
I remember when that was new. I remember when Harpoon was new.
Yeah, I liked Harpoon.
There are so many brands that have come and gone over the years that I dearly miss.
Killian's Red, I saw it in the cooler the other day.
Well, that's just, that's not a craft beer. That's a,
it's just delicious.
That's English Budweiser. Yeah. That is.
For a college student, Killian's Red was quite a treat compared to the red, white, and blue. Yeah, red, white, and blue, a golden anniversary.
Yeah.
A Killian's Irish Red was a treat.
Yeah. They used to make this beer. There was a company called, I think it was the Texas Brewing Company, used to make this beer called Rattlesnake.
Really? I've heard of this.
And the amazing thing about Rattlesnake was, like, you remember getting a baseball glove as a kid? And, like, you'd chew on, like, the leather bits?
No.
The laces that
came out of
it? I know
what you mean. I've seen people do it, but I never did it.
If you ever chewed on that leather, it had a very specific taste.
Oh.
That's what this beer tasted like.
Really?
It tasted exactly like chewing on a baseball glove. It was so good.
Ew.
Oh, it was amazing.
I don't know. You got to be a ball player for that, I think.
It was amazing, and my heart broke when they stopped making it. I was like, oh, well, that's gone now. That's why I can't get attached to any of the craft beers. Harpoon made this amazing Maybach for like 3 years and then stopped.
Yeah. Yeah, I miss my Bass Ale. I like the Bass Ale. It's not around. Newcastle. Newcastle Brown, I like. That's not around.
They can't compete. It's still around, but they can't compete.
Anheuser-Busch owns it. Why don't they take the Bud Light cans, dump them out, and put some Newcastle in there for me?
Because they'd rather sell, like, you know, crappy adult party water that's, you know, got no actual ingredients in it.
I got to be honest with you. I haven't really been drinking too many beers. I've been having, like, look, I'll make some spirits. I'll make some cocktails. Yeah. I just got my new bottle of amaretto for my new batch of Mai Tais.
I'm pretty much a martini guy these days.
Yeah, yeah. There's something adult about having a nice crafted cocktail. You put the time into it, and you enjoy the drink more rather than just like quantity over quality. You know.
You know what's suddenly having a moment?
17 Bud Lights.
Like last year was Aperol's moment. Everybody was suddenly into Aperol Spritz.
Mm.
I actually brought. I went to a party on Monday. I brought a bottle of Aperol, and it was the hit of the party. Because suddenly everybody's like, oh, we can make spritzes. And there's like champagne comes out.
Nice.
And soda water comes out, and everybody's enjoying Aperol. So it's like, that's awesome. I've recently seen this popping up in liquor stores all over the place, and they're advertising now as well. Lillet Blanc is back out.
What is that?
Lillet Blanc is the accepted substitute for making Vespa martini.
Sure, okay.
Right, which is the James Bond
shaken,
not stirred martini.
Mm-hmm.
The original white wine that went into it, I don't think you can get anymore. But Lillet Blanc is the substitute that everybody likes to go to. And you couldn't find the stuff anywhere for a long time, and now I'm just suddenly seeing it everywhere.
I ended up getting some cognac over the weekend, brought that down to Winston in his boat. It was shaped like a pineapple. It was awesome. Really good stuff.
It was Quina Lillet is the one that's in the original. And mm-hmm. You cannot get Quina Lillet anymore, but Lillet Blanc will do. Now, here's where I'm going to argue with this with this martini. It's like Gordon's gin.
Yeah.
And Quina Lillet. Yeah, that's not a good gin. I like vodka martinis anyway.
You like moonshine?
Not that.
I had a Java moonshine this weekend that Winston bought. It was actually pretty awesome.
Did it have flavor?
It was delicious.
But I mean, it shouldn't.
It was
pure grain alcohol.
It was delicious. You know? It was dangerous because it was so delicious. It tasted like a very good, coffee drink, like a mudslide maybe, I guess. But yeah, it was good. And we tried this, I know you like limoncello.
Yes.
There's a pistachio one. And we tried that one out. Not very good. It didn't even taste like pistachio. I don't know what it tasted like.
Was
creamy, but it didn't taste like much anything.
So it's basically, I've had this. It's the same folks that make the Crema Limoncello.
Yes.
Which is amazing. I think it's Di Sorrentino is the company that makes that.
I think so.
They also do the pistachio one. I kind of like the pistachio one, but there isn't a heck of a lot you can do with it.
No. I thought it would be good. It was very thick, too. You know, we just froze it. And it wasn't bad. We tried it. We had a couple of different drinks over the weekend. A couple of fun things while we were sitting out on the boat. We almost had some $15 fried Oreos, too, until we found out they were $15.
Yeah, I'm passed on the $15 fried Oreo.
Yeah, we had this little fair down in Patuxent, Rhode Island. And they had a little fair with all kinds of arts and crafts down there. And then, of course, the food comes with the fair. All the fried stuff, the pizza and all kinds of stuff. And then Wince is like, oh, they got fried Oreos. And I'm like, geez. I'm like, what do you think that is? And like, well, it's just an Oreo, and they throw it in some batter and fry it. And then he went up, and it's like $15.
Yikes.
And like, how many do you get? She's like, five. Like, so they're like $3 an Oreo. Why don't you just give us one? We're like pulling the Chris Rock on her.